Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday morning, September 9th. I'm Mike Weinstein. This time, medical costs can be a major concern for consumers, and why becoming a nun could help you with student loan debt. Medical debt is a major, major issue for some Americans.
We found that medical debt is already a problem for at least a quarter of Americans. 25% in our survey said that they currently have more medical debt than emergency savings.
That's Bankrate insurance analyst Doug Whiteman. He says the number of folks whose debt outweighs their savings nearly doubles among those earning less than $30,000 a year.
55% said that they were either very or somewhat worried that in the future they might have medical debt that swamps their finances.
What's more troubling is that concerns about health care could weigh on the economy.
This is an issue that affects consumer confidence. It affects the broader economy. And we found that more than half the population is worried about medical debt, also worried about having health insurance in the future.
The full results of the survey are available at Bankrate.com. For those struggling with student debt, Adam Levin of Credit.com says one thing you can do is become a nun.
A 2011 Georgetown University report for the National Religious Vocation Conference, estimates that one-third of serious inquiries received by religious institutions came from people with education debt, which averaged $28,000, which at that time was above the average for all student debtors. The Catholic Church has experienced dwindling numbers of priests and members of religious orders for decades, so candidates with student debt present an unfortunate dilemma. In 2003, a Catholic Minnesota businessman came up with a solution. Ask fellow Catholics to pay the debt. The Laboré Society helps aspiring clergy and religious leaders resolve their debts through donations. Recently, a recipient of the Society's aid was profiled in the USA Today. A young woman was accepted into a Catholic religious order in late 2012, but was required to eliminate some $140,000 of student debt before she could begin. The Laboré Society covers an aspirant's loan payments while they're in training, and if ordained, the Society pays the remainder of their loan. Those not ordained must resume their loan payments. The young woman has raised more than $132,000 so far. For those not pursuing a life of religious service, there are a number of loan forgiveness options to explore. In fact, more than 25% of Americans qualify for federal loan forgiveness programs. Education debt can not only get in the way of your dreams, but can also impact your credit standing, which influences your access to other loans as well as other things impacted by your credit. I'm Adam Levin with Credit.com, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Mike Weinstein at the Wall Street Journal.